Gospel Meditation for the Solemnity of Christ the King. Today's scripture is from the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Song Sparrow Serenade by Chad Crouch in the public domain. This week's guided prayer is an Ignatian meditation. If you are unfamiliar with meditation in the Ignatian tradition, please read the introduction on the meditation webpage. And after you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. And become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace to desire to follow Christ the King in all ways. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did it for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Today is the feast of Christ the King, and Jesus tells his disciples about a time in the future when he will sit as King on a glorious throne at the final judgment of the nations. For Americans, a king might be something we identify with foreign countries or with the distant past or with fictional stories. When you think of Jesus as King, as your leader, your sovereign, someone you follow loyally, what images and feelings come to mind for you? Jesus goes on to tell us what following him as a king means. Now, at the end of this liturgical year, take a look back on the year and ask Jesus to show you how you have encountered him in individuals who are hungry or thirsty, in the stranger, those who are naked, ill, or in prison. Ask him to show you how you responded to the needs of these individuals. See their faces. Remember those encounters, whether they were in person, on the phone, online, or through an organization you assisted. How do you feel when Jesus tells you that in your solidarity and service to others, you were in solidarity and service to Him? Looking back on this year, ask Jesus to show you the ways in which you missed, or perhaps even avoided, encountering individuals who are hungry or thirsty, the stranger, those who are naked, ill, or in prison. What feelings and thoughts arise as you reflect on these instances of missed opportunity to encounter Jesus? Now, having listened to Jesus tell you what it means really to follow him loyally as your king, what images and feelings of Christ the King come to mind for you? Finally, take some time to talk with Jesus about what you have felt and experienced during this prayer. Ask Jesus for any help you may need. Talk with him as a friend, sharing and listening for any invitations or counsel he may have for you. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer. Thank you.